So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd. What to know about America's latest promise to the world to help fight climate change and why some Border Patrol agents are now under investigation. Also, what new data says about a possible Johnson & Johnson booster shot. Plus, which two U.S. airlines are being sued and why? What changes are coming to McDonald's Happy Meals? And hello to a new season. It's officially fall. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The two biggest economies in the world have made some pretty big promises at the United Nations General Assembly this week, especially when it comes to tackling climate change. First, the U.S. President Biden announced a new plan to double financial aid to poorer countries by 2024 so they could switch to cleaner energy. This would mean the U.S. would be contributing about $11.4 billion a year. That said, Congress still needs to approve the money before it would actually get sent. And if it does get sent, it would make the U.S. one of the largest climate donors in the world. Though how much the U.S. should be paying depends on who you ask. The U.S. has also been one of the largest emitters of greenhouse gases for hundreds of years. One of the other largest polluters? China. And China also made a big promise at the U.N. The Chinese president said his country would stop sending money to coal-fired power plants in other countries. When that policy goes into effect, it could force 47 planned power plants in 20 countries to shut down. This is a big shift for China, since a lot of its foreign policy has to do with building infrastructure and trade in other places. Still, analysts say China added just as much new coal power in its own country in the last year as it's potentially canceling abroad. More commitments are expected, though. World leaders will meet again at the UN Climate Conference in November. For now, though, they're also focused on other issues. Today, President Biden is hosting a summit about tackling the COVID-19 pandemic. The White House says the president will talk about making tests, oxygen, and other supplies more widely available. Biden is also expected to ask world leaders to get 70% of the world's population fully vaccinated within a year. That would be up from about 40% now. And that will mean a lot of developed countries donating more COVID-19 shots. To be continued. In the last week, the most overwhelmed hospitals in the U.S. have been in Western states. They are now so full of mostly COVID-19 patients, doctors are having to choose who to care for. Some hospitals in Idaho, Montana, and Alaska have had to start rationing medical care. And it's impacting not only patients with COVID-19, but people who are sick or hurt for other reasons as well. Most providers are looking at who has the best chance of surviving and deciding not to care for the sickest patients who might not live even with the best treatments available. Some hospitals around the country are also having to cancel surgeries, forcing some patients to travel hundreds of miles away to get the care they need. COVID-19 treatments are also especially hard to find, and not just out west. Tennessee is the first state to limit a highly effective antibody treatment for COVID-19 patients. Officials told healthcare providers to give those treatments to unvaccinated patients first, since they're considered more high risk. We should point out, though, health officials say vaccines offer better protection than antibody drugs. Johnson & Johnson is the latest COVID-19 vaccine maker to push for booster shots. Remember, the Johnson & Johnson version is the only vaccine that comes in just one dose right now. But the company released new data this week that shows a second dose boosts protection quite a bit. In a large trial, when people got a second Johnson & Johnson shot about 2 months after the first, the vaccine became 94% effective at keeping them from getting sick in the United States. That's compared to about 74% with just a single shot. It also puts Johnson & Johnson's effectiveness right up there with Moderna and Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson says it shared the results of its latest study with the FDA. The FDA will still need to review and confirm the findings and decide whether to give the go-ahead for Americans to get those boosters. Some Border Patrol agents are now under investigation over some videos and photos that have been circulating this week. They show agents on horseback chasing down Haitian migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Some of the agents were swinging long horse reins toward the migrants and yelling at them about the state of their country. This all happened near that crowded makeshift camp in South Texas we've been telling you about this week. About 15,000 migrants, including families, are being kept under a bridge. The Department of Homeland Security is now investigating the agents who were involved. But in the meantime, there are still horse patrols working to secure the area, and thousands of migrants are still sleeping in dirt under the bridge. Authorities are sending a lot of the migrants back to Haiti on flights that are going out each day. But the AP now cites sources who say many are actually being released into the U.S. and being told to go to an immigration office soon. And then there are thousands more trying to get back into Mexico, thinking they'll be less likely to be deported there. Many have said they want to go anywhere but Haiti, since their homeland has been so badly damaged by severe earthquakes, and there's ongoing political turmoil there, too. The Biden administration is getting a lot of criticism over all of this from both sides of the aisle. For now, President Biden is just saying, quote, "We'll get it under control." Stay tuned. This morning, people are cleaning up damage from one of the biggest earthquakes in Australia's history. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck near the country's second largest city of Melbourne. And people could feel the tremors even hundreds of miles away. The good news is no serious injuries have been reported. But several buildings and power lines were damaged, roads were cracked, and a lot of people have lost cell phone service. Apartment buildings also had to be evacuated. Quakes are pretty rare in that part of Australia. In fact, Melbourne has not felt an earthquake of that size in many decades. Now that area could get aftershocks for the next few days, weeks, or even months. More news just ahead, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. KiwiCo's mission is to help kids build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills, and have fun doing it. I love that each KiwiCo box, which is delivered monthly, comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. No extra runs to the store or wondering what your child should play with next. And it gives me, as a parent, peace of mind knowing the crates are made with high-quality materials and have been designed by the experts, exposing my child at all of his different ages and stages to a new STEAM concept. STEAM means science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And as kids get older, projects are a great supplement to at-home and online learning, offering opportunities for hands-on exploration at home, from sailing the solar system to engineering a drip irrigation system and more. The crates allow kids to either play and learn independently with kid-friendly instructions, or you can complete projects with loved ones so you get that extra quality time with family and friends. KiwiCo is redefining learning, and there's something for every kid. Plus, you can get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com, and then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY. LGBTQ service members who were discharged under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy can now be treated as veterans. And that means thousands of them are now eligible for government benefits. Remember, under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, openly gay, bisexual, and transgender people were not allowed in the military. The policy was in effect from 1994 until it was replaced 10 years ago. In that time, more than 14,000 service members were believed to be discharged solely because of their sexual orientation, gender identity, or HIV status. Now the VA says those people can get government assistance after all. That includes health care, guaranteed home loans, burial benefits, and more. By issuing this guidance, the VA says it wants to, quote, reverse the harm done. American Airlines and JetBlue Airways are now being sued over their new partnership. The U.S. Justice Department, six states, and Washington, D.C. filed this lawsuit. They argue the airline's agreement gives them too much power and goes against antitrust laws, and that it could mean higher prices, fewer options, and poorer customer service. American and JetBlue, of course, disagree, and they've promised to fight the suit in court. To be clear, their alliance was never really a merger. The two companies just agreed last year to combine operations at four airports in the Northeast. So American and JetBlue can sell each other's flights in the New York and Boston areas. And that means they coordinate schedules as well. They're actually not allowed to discuss fares or pricing strategies, though. Still, the Justice Department says now that the two big companies don't have to compete with each other in those large markets, they don't have as much incentive to keep rates low. JetBlue CEO says the opposite is true, that the alliance has actually led to lower fares and the airlines are still very competitive elsewhere. So we'll see how this one plays out in court. A lot of Google employees are still working from home, but their company is betting big money that people will come back soon. Google says it's paying $2.1 billion for an office building in New York City. That's the largest American office deal since 2018, when Google bought another building in New York. This time, the tech giant is getting a 12-story building in Manhattan that takes up two full city blocks. It's still being built, but it's on track to be ready in 2023. Already, Google has about 12,000 workers in New York City, and it says it plans to add at least 2,000 more. Researchers say tech businesses are New York City's most reliable source of good-paying jobs. McDonald's is the latest big company making changes to help the environment. The fast food chain plans to phase out plastic toys in its Happy Meals over the next 4 years. New toys will be made from recycled, renewable, or plant-based materials instead. McDonald's says that will reduce the amount of plastic in its Happy Meals by 90%. To put that into perspective, the company says the reduction would be like if 650,000 people stopped using plastic each year. The brand is also looking into whether it could use recycled plastic toys to make things like playground equipment and restaurant trays. McDonald's credits its younger customers for inspiring this change. The brand said in a statement that the next generation of customers cares deeply about protecting the planet, and McDonald's wants to do its part. Goodbye summer and hello fall. While Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer, the real autumn season begins today with the autumnal equinox. During the equinox, day and night are both about 12 hours long in most parts of the world. The equinox refers to the exact moment when the sun is directly above the equator. The Farmer's Almanac says the exact moment is 3:20 this afternoon Eastern Time. Then here in the Northern Hemisphere, daylight hours will get progressively shorter until the winter solstice in December. The opposite is true in the Southern Hemisphere, where spring has now sprung. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Rothy's. I know you're busy and often on the go, and nobody has time or patience for uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. Rothy's shoes are not only comfortable, their fan-favorite styles are also sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles. How cool is that? I love buying from Rothy's knowing this company cares for the planet. Rothy's are also fully machine washable and available in tons of shapes, styles, and colors, so you can always find the right one for you and the season. I have a variety of Rothy's, from cute fall flats to casual and comfy sneakers. Who What Wear says, quote, "Celebrities are far from immune from the draw of Rothy's wildly popular shoes." And Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes a travel must-have. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is also doing something special right now. Yes, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Now back to Work Wednesday. Schools and child care providers are facing a severe worker shortage right now. Districts need more teachers, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and after-school care providers, but they're struggling to fill all the open positions. Some workers have said they're hesitant about working with young children since they cannot be vaccinated against COVID-19 yet. But the main reason for the shortage appears to be financial. Because of the tight labor market, restaurants, retailers, and factories are offering higher wages and signing bonuses to entice new hires, and schools and child care companies just can't match those rates. In the meantime, a lot of child care programs are not able to accept as many children since they don't have enough people to care for them. And school districts are doing whatever they can to fill needs. For example, Missouri is relaxing requirements for substitute teachers. And in Massachusetts, the governor has called up the National Guard to drive school buses. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.